For the second time in 2 years, Customs and Border Patrol agents raided a No More Deaths camp that was treating migrants traveling through the desert last week. Agents in camouflage and armored vehicles descended on the camp, detaining migrants and volunteers alike, and it came after the group released embarrassing information about the agency. Now, some are accusing the agency of retaliation. I spoke with Intercept investigative reporter Ryan Devereaux more about it.
On Friday night, after a multi-day standoff, essentially, in which No More Deaths camp in Aravaca was surrounded by Border Patrol agents, the agency moved in a coordinated raid that sort of unfolded after the sun went down, moved in with heavily armored, sort of militarized units, swept through camp, arrested over 30 undocumented immigrants, zip-tied volunteers, hands behind their backs, confiscated their cell phones, and then went through all of the structures on the property, taking paperwork that they found, including medical records that the group keeps on folks who come to the camp seeking aid. It seems that Border Patrol agents used knives to cut through some of the walls of the tents and basically turned everything upside down in a search for paperwork. Border Patrol agents on the ground were actually filming the operation as it unfolded.
And just to be clear, where is the legality here? Did they have a warrant to search the property? Is it private property? How is No More Deaths sort of operating in this area?
Yeah, it's a good question. And in fact, just before we got on the phone here, No More Deaths shared the warrant that the Border Patrol used in the case of this operation. And it should be mentioned that this whole ordeal started a couple of days earlier, with the Border Patrol showing up to this humanitarian aid station, saying that they had been tracking a group of migrants that showed up there. And the Border Patrol says that they took into custody a woman who needed medical care outside of the perimeter of this property, which is private property, to answer your question. No More Deaths says that was not, in fact, the case, that this woman was receiving medical care, that the Border Patrol entered the property without a warrant, and that's what sort of started all this. After the camp was surrounded on Friday, the Border Patrol did come in with a warrant, though volunteers say when they made their initial entry into the camp, volunteers asked to see a warrant. The Border Patrol did not produce one. They pushed forward with the raid and subsequently showed No More Deaths the warrant that they had.
Right, right. This is not the first time the Border Patrol has raided a No More Deaths camp. Is this a pattern, or what do the volunteers here allege?
Yeah, this is the second time in 2 years that the Border Patrol has appeared at a No More Deaths humanitarian aid camp immediately after No More Deaths released information publicly that cast a negative light on the agency. So in the first instance, this 2018 instance, Scott Warren was arrested in Ajo, Arizona, after No More Deaths released a report implicating the Border Patrol in the destruction of thousands of 1 gallon water jugs that the group leaves in the desert for migrants. You know, within hours of that report being released, plainclothes Border Patrol agents were at the barn. That's what this facility is called. They use Naho. They took Warren into custody. And I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with what followed there. The two-year ordeal, multiple trials that were part of a broader set of charges that the U.S. Attorney's Office brought against No More Deaths. In this more recent case, No More Deaths released some documents on Twitter that they had received through a Freedom of Information Act request that one document was an email from a person who they believed to be a senior Border Patrol union official complaining about another raid on No More Deaths camp there in Aravaca in 2017. They also released an email indicating that BORTAC was involved in that 2017 raid. So immediately after those documents are posted last week, less than 24 hours later, again, Border Patrol is showing up at one of No More Deaths camps. This is why the group believes that, you know, there's an element of retaliation at play here in the case of these raids.
You mentioned earlier that the Border Patrol did not answer many of your questions that you sent here. Did you get any response from them on this?
Yeah, we did get a response, and we included the statement that they sent us, which was pretty bare bones. It just stated the facts that they you know, executed this operation. The agency did say that they might be releasing more information in the future here in the coming days. As I mentioned, they did have a camera crew down there filming this entire thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some Border Patrol edit of the operation, but that's of course different than you know, being able to see the unedited footage of what actually took place. But so far, the agency hasn't answered a ton of questions, particularly on the issue of retaliation and the what looks to be a pattern of the agency taking action against No More Deaths.
All right. That is Ryan Devereaux, investigative journalist with The Intercept, joining us to talk about this. Ryan, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks so much for having me.